Well, let's bring out another OG who had a lot going on in the villa and had quite a lot of people talking after he left. It's Jeremiah.
Look at that handsome guy.
Jeremiah, it's good to see you again. How are you feeling? Are you nervous at all?
Nah, I feel great.
Well, on Love Island, breakfast was the true barometer of our couple's connections. And nothing tested the temperature quite like an uncooked pancake.
I'm done.
Pancake, eggs, over easy.
What? Peanut butter?
It was so disgusting.
You're so real for that.
Do you know how to make coffee?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I do not.
Shit. Now, I know you wanted a coffee,
yeah,
but like I'm still trying to figure out how to work the machine type shit.
Yo, you're killing me. Why you keep taking these people's treats?
Wow, first time.
I guess that's nice. I think so.
Yeah, I feel like it's not cooked all the way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, today's not cooked all the way.
Don't eat that.
Taylor, can you help me with this?
You should thank your boy Taylor. He helped me with, like, my breakfast today.
Okay, what's your point in saying that?
I'm just saying.
Okay, cool, for sure. What the fuck?
You may not agree with the pancake thing, whatever.
The thing is, it's not even something for me to agree on, because why would I think someone's making you pancakes when I already made you a pancake? And the fact we're still talking about this is kind of nuts.
It was that uncooked pancake that seemed to push your relationship over the edge. Huda, do you think you overreacted at all?
I mean, it sucked having an uncooked pancake, I'm not gonna lie, but you know, he made the effort to make a pancake. God bless him.
You said, Jeremiah, in the press that your relationship was very toxic.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you feel like that when you were in it, or did you get a greater perspective watching it back?
I fucked up the pancake 100%. It wasn't about the uncooked pancake, but it was like the way she went about things, like asking Taylor and then like, oh, thank you, Taylor. That's her sign to get me to notice another man cooking or something. To me, that's strange. That's where I was like, okay, let me start paying real attention to how our communication is.
There's definitely things that I should have worked on, and that's those things that I'm addressing in my life now. The thing is that you learn from mistakes and you work towards being a better person.
What do the other islanders think about the relationship between the two of them that you guys witnessed while you were in the villa together?
I'm surprised he lasted that long, man. I'm not gonna lie. Someone said, what, that pancake situation would have been done for me, so fair play to him. He tried, but that's crazy.
I'm never one to put the blame all on one person, but like our date, for example, I'm like, okay, first we have to, you know, survive the villa. Then we gotta, you know, do long distance. Then we gotta, you know, date in the same city. Then we move in together. But then watching the clip back, she goes and tells the girls, he said he wants to move in with me. And that makes the girls look at me some type of way as the love bombing, where that's not at all what happened. Do you feel like I love bomb you by definition of love bombing?
To some capacity, yes, I do.
Okay. But you know, like, the definition of love bombing has to involve intent and manipulation?
People don't have to do it intentionally. You can love bomb unintentionally.
Okay, so if you saying I love you twice in 3 days, and then me saying, yo, sometimes I do too much, I don't be overbearing, let me know if I'm tripping, and you say, no, you're doing fine, how am I love bombing you if I'm coming to you and asking you, yo, I think I'm doing too much, am I? And you say no. And then also at the same time, I'm not doing enough. So with those three facts alone, in my eyes, I can't be love bombing you, because those all contradict what love bombing is, from my point of view.
Well, yeah, I felt all the emotions. Like, when you would tell me things, like, I've truly felt those emotions.
They were real.
Yeah, sure. I felt those emotions.
I didn't love bomb you. I just wanted to, like, explain why to everyone else that said I was love bombing. Does that make sense to you, Ace?
When you're telling me very early on, yo, if a bombshell come in, just tell your girl, oh, I love you, and your girl not gonna leave you, and you tell me it's a joke.
Yeah, it's very clearly a joke.
Okay, but this is something a little off.
Yeah, but love bombing is to that person. I can't love bomb Huda through you.
You're coming to us about, what should I do about this girl? What should I do about this? And then you guys are having this toxic-ass relationship throughout the villa.
You're true.
It's affecting all of us.
I agree. I liked her too much. Mm-hmm. Moved too fast. With you on that.
Yeah.
But by definition, like, I did not love bomb her. I just liked her too much, too fast.
Sometimes I might have my own perspective, and, you know, I'm just very adamant on getting my perspective across, but it was never no ill intent between you two.
I think when you called me a scammer, that is when I was like, what the hell? How am I? I'm going through hell right now. And you're calling me a scammer? Like, I don't. Yeah.
And that was off of the comments, what I was hearing. That's when I made the scamming
comment. Yeah, but then like putting that on America, like America thinks I'm a scammer. Like that was like villainizing me when that was not at all what I was going through. I was just trying to deal with a relationship, you know, that turned up toxic. And I'm like, a scammer. Like that shit really hurt.
So do you think that Jeremiah was there for the wrong reasons?
When I hear comments about getting the money, when I hear comments about followers outside the villa, I don't feel this is a genuine connection.
What did you hear? He was focused too much on what would happen after this, after the show?
It's been conversations of, you know, when the guys are sitting around talking about, you know, what was our following before this and what was your following and what do you think it's gonna be?
I'll clear that up real quick. One, I never mentioned the money. I remember I made a joke where like, oh, when we get out of here or when we win. I didn't go in there, let me go stress for 6 weeks to get 50 racks. You know, that's not, respectfully, like, I'm not going through that 50 racks, you feel me? So it's like, it was never about the money. And to two, your point, it was never about, oh, I can't wait to get out here and see what I got. So I'm not gonna go in here like rolling the dice, try to get followers, that's dumb.
I'm curious for Nick and Taylor if you think Jeremiah was love bombing Huda.
I just agree with whatever Ace says, so.
Oh my God.
I don't think he was there for the wrong reasons. You know, we all came here to find love.